are qualified.
Hopefully this will keep you awake.
Okay, let's begin. We start a new section in the Rambam, Hilchos Shechita. And we start before Halacha Aleph, where we list the five mitzvahs. Just go a little bit above that. So he says, Yesh b'chlolon chamesh mitzvahs. Including this, there are five mitzvahs. Shalosh mitzvahs asay, three positive mitzvahs. Shtayim mitzvahs lo asay, two negative mitzvahs. So zeru pro... What?
Didn't translate this.
So it doesn't, so you'll have to listen to my translation.
Oh,
what
no.
Can I do?
Oh,
zeru prata, and these are the details. Aleph. Lishchot teshech v'achach yochel, and then to eat. I don't think eating is the mitzvah, but it's, no. If you want to eat something, you shecht it. Bei shlo lishlot also vespino biyomachad. You can't shecht a mother cow or mother animal with its child on the same day. Gimel lachasos dam chayev of, to cover up the blood of a beast or a bird after you shecht it.
Wild animal.
Dalet shlo lika chayim abanim, not to take a mother with her chicks. And hey lishalach chayim im lekach alabanim, and to send the mother bird if you take her, if you're going to take the kids. These are the five mitzvahs that are all included in the mitzvah shechita, mitzvahs that relate to eating animals in a way that is permitted. So it's not just shechita, because the other four have nothing to do with shechita. Well, the other three have nothing to do with shechita, but rather to cover the blood or not to take the children, etc., etc. All right, let's begin. Aleph. Mitzvahs asay, it's a positive commandment. She yishchot mi she yirtzo lechol besar behem achai va'of v'acher kach yechol. It's a mitzvah, if you want to eat some meat, you don't have to eat meat, but if you want to eat meat, you've got to slaughter the animal of an animal of a behem, of a domesticated animal, a chaya, a beast, va'of, and a bird. V'acher kach yechol, and then you can eat it. Again, so this is not what we would call a obligatory, active mitzvah, as it were, where we're commanded that you must shecht an animal every day for things you're going to eat. No. If you want to give up eating meat, there's no obligation to shecht anything, right? But it clearly, this leniency and the kashrus over here is a mitzvah saseh, that if you want to eat it, then you have to shecht it. Therefore, we still can establish the liturgy of a bracha on the shechita, v'tzivanu al hashechita. We're commanded on the shechita. If you want to eat it, then we've commanded you to do the shechita. Okay. So that's, and now how do we know this? In Emars, it says in Sefer Dvarim, it says, v'zavachta, if you can't go to Yerushalayim, you want to eat your meat, it says, v'zavachta mi b'chorcha mi tzoncha, you will slaughter from the cattle and from the sheep. And then it goes on and says in the next pasuk, v'nemar b'vachor bal mum, and when it talks about a bechor that has a mum, that has a blemish, that they can't be brought to the base of Migdash, that you can eat it where you're at, it says, ach kasher yeyochal asatzvias el, the same way that you eat the deer and the ram, which are chayas. And we have one pasuk after the other saying you shecht behema and oaf. And you also, the same way you're going to eat the deer and the ram, which
gazelle,
okay, whatever you want to call it. Halamata, what do we learn? Shechayik abahem, we treat the undomesticated like the domesticated. It's one pasuk after the other, linyan shechita, regarding shechita. Aye, what about birds? Uba of all mer, there's another pasuk by birds. It says, Asher yatsud seid chayof, if you will capture an undomesticated animal or a bird, etc., etc. Vishafach as damadi will spill out the blood. Okay, and it's equating the same halach of spilling out the blood and then covering the blood with the birds and chayos. Okay, so now we're comparing birds to chayas. So shvichas dama of shvichas dama chayas. The spilling of the blood of a bird is like the spilling of the blood of a domesticated animal, and therefore we incorporate the other points of a domesticated animal, which is shechita. So therefore, a bird is equated with the shechita as well. So that's the hekesh. That's the comparison.
Who did that connection?
Because in that context of slaughtering animals, you look at when you're spilling the blood, and there's the follow-up mitzvah, I believe it's talking about covering the blood.
Yeah.
So you cover the blood only after you do something with the animal. So if we're equating the covering the blood with birds and undomesticated animals, well, I only cover up the blood of an undomesticated animal after I've shechted it. So once that I've shechted it, then it must be that a bird has to be shechted as well. Now it's interesting, it's not so simple. It's not so simple.
Don't cover the blood for, which is undomesticated.
Right.
So if we don't cover the blood, but if you wanted to eat an undomesticated...
But we already know you have to shech the domesticated and undomesticated.
What I'm struggling with is we're using the fact that you have to cover the blood to extend it to birds.
Because we're putting the birds together with... The undomesticated.
The domesticated.
Undomesticated. Oh, I said it by mistake. Then I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My mistake. Again, let me do it again. Domesticated animals do not need their blood covered.
Right.
Undomesticated need the blood covered. And the Torah says you treat the undomesticated animals and the birds have to cover the blood. So we're associating the two together. So if we're associating it, then why are we associating the two? To give it similar laws. And just like the undomesticated needs shechita, then this needs shechita as well. That's the connection. It's a good old-fashioned hekesh. However, it's not so simple. It seems that others learn not like that. Others learn, no, since it doesn't say shechita by birds, then you don't do shechita. You only cover the blood. And that's it. There's no shechita at all. And there is an opinion that says that there's no shechita for birds from the Torah. There is such an opinion.
They say it's rabbinic? Or they would
could be, yeah, rabbinic, yes, but not biblical.
Could be parv.
The other, so no, parv. Not parv, it's meat, but no shechita. The other one says you need shechita, as a Rampas. He says this is a thorough hekesh, because it says chai and oaf. And it's one similar thing. So, but that's how the Ramalis is on that side and says there is a comparison from that. So we compare, so now we see the biblical sources where all of them require shechita.
The shechita, I thought, was oral law.
No, the details. Again, right here, you look in Dvarim 12:21, yeah. It says it clearly, v'zavachta, you will slaughter. Zavachta means to slaughter. You will slaughter from your sheep. Vizavachta. The second line on Aleph says vizavachta. All right. If I would have my thing, I would take you to the here. Give me the.
Can I click on that?
No. Just give it to me from that. You won't know how to get to it. That much I haven't taught you.
He of little faith.
No, not little faith. I haven't taught it to you.
Oh, you're getting confident.
Okay.
I'm getting cocky. Yeah.
Okay, so next time, Paul, when I ask you to find the Chumash source, what you're going to do
come
is
here,
knock this out.
Yeah.
You're going to go to this one. 12:21. Oh, and there it is. And I happen to have it.
That's amazing.
No, God put it there.
Because I looked it up this morning.
That's not going to happen when I try it.
Okay, it says, in the place in which the Lord your God has chosen to put his name there is too far for you, then you shall kill of your herd. That's the English, a bad translation. Kill of your herd and of your flock, which the Lord has given you as I've commanded you. Okay, but that the word zavachta means to shecht it. We know zavachta means, because then when you bring an animal in the base of Migdash, it's a zvicha, it's a zevach. A zevach means to slaughter it. In Hebrew, zevach means to slaughter with a shechita.
Yeah.
Okay, now it doesn't tell you any of the details, and that's what Ram's going to talk about halacha base. There's this strange word called vizavachta, which in English we don't know how to deal with it,
no. But
it means to ritually kill it. That's all it means. And I, far as I would know, you take a machete and chop its tuchus off.
No.
You know, and then, you know, if I didn't know anything better, you know, chop its nose off. We don't know anything. Right? So that's what you need. The rabbis are going to tell us what the Torah means. But there is this word that says you have to do something called zvicha.
So that means
zvicha, I don't know what it means in English.
It implies not just kill it any way.
Well, there's something it's the way we do it in the temple. We do it everywhere. I don't know what it means.
But there's another word for just killing.
What do you mean? So it's a unique word. Okay? It's not in modern Hebrew. Okay? Now the rabbi is going to tell us what the words mean. And that's what Halacha Beis is going to tell us. So, you know, you can't hear the English will be a liability for you. And if you're trying to understand it in English, it's going to mess you up big time. Right? Yeah, we have a whole Masechta called Zevachim. Zevachim. It talks about ritual slaughtering. Now what is, well, I tell you, the word, if you don't know anything, pretend you're from Mars. And you just say, you know, before we announce, we ritually slaughter them. I don't know what that means. What do you do with it? Maybe it means you throw it off a cliff. Maybe that's ritual slaughtering. So the Rambam is going to tell us, look now in Beis, guys, this is their issue you're dealing. The Rambam now tells us. But clearly, biblically says, you've got to do a zvicha, whatever that means.
It doesn't say for foul, but we're saying because...
No, because there's a hekesh. There's a hekesh foul to beasts.
Yes.
Since there's a hekesh, the clear, direct is animals that are domesticated, and then the next pasuk that's talking about it is talking about undomesticated. So those are right one after the other. And then we have a hekesh from the birds to the undomesticated. And that's how we come to that. Now, in Beis, Vehilcho Shechita, now all the laws of Shechita, for example, the five things that make Shechita possible. If let's say you pause, or the knife isn't good, or you didn't, or you don't shecht it the way normally, you just cut it through his nose, or other types of actives that are not proper. You know, in other words, the actual act, okay, bechulan achasim, for all three categories of animals, it's the same type of thing we got to do. Lafika, therefore, Ashrechet Behemo Chayov, someone who slaughters an animal that's domesticated or non-domesticated or a bird, and they have the same laws exactly, just the application may be a little bit different because their bodies are a little bit different. We Mavarech Tchila, we make a bracha before we shecht, Asher, Kesham, and Svano, Al Hashchita, because they all require Shchita. We don't say lishchot. It's a famous question. When do we say al or le? Al netilas yadayim versus leishev basuka, for example. When do we say al and le? So here we're saying we don't say lishchot because lishchot means it's a commandment that would imply that you have to do it. Where he said you don't have to shecht because you don't have to eat. So if you commanded me to shecht, means you gotta do it. You gotta do it. But if we say, Allah Shechita, you commanded me that if I want to eat, I can shecht. Now this rule doesn't work consistently with all types of mitzvahs. But, therefore it's complicated. But over here it fits in very nicely that he didn't say I have to, but if I want to eat, then I've got, then he commanded me upon
this. Walk by you, you have to check it.
That's right. So it's not, you're not well, having
sure,
to do it.
Sure,
but if you want to eat it, then you have to do it.
The other word, what was the word?
Zevach.
Why don't we use that word instead of...
Because Shechita is more specific. Shechita. Shechita is... Okay. All right, Zevach. I'd have to do a little more research on the grammatics over here. But even in the Torah, one say Shechita? I don't think so.
In the Gemara, it does.
No, in the Torah. I don't believe I have the word shechita. It's always called a zevach. It's called a zevach. Zvicha. So we'd have to know, we'd have to understand, I'd have to do some research why in the Torah we use the word zevach and why in the Talmudic parlance we use shechita. Okay. Good question. Okay. So anyway, v'imlo beirach, what if you didn't make the bracha for whatever reason, bein b'shogeg bein b'meisid, whether inintentionally or just intentionally, still habasar mutar, the meat is allowed to eat because the brachas don't hold you back. You just lost out on doing a bracha. Now, here's an interesting thing. V'asar lechol min hashchuta kol zman shimefarcheses. Even though you've shecht the animal properly, you've cut the proper simonim that need to be cut, it's 100% kosher shechita, but the animal is still reflexing. You know, it's jumping around, which happens afterwards. You can't eat any of the meat while it's still jumping around for the reasons that the Rambam will give shortly. Okay? It's not an issue of Aver Minachai. It's not eating flesh from the living animal because it's technically dead. However, we'll see the Rambam will tell us what the Isser is shortly. If you do eat from the animal before it's totally finished flexing, over below, sasa, you've transgressed a negative commandment, though that does not come with lashes. Rehu bechlal, this is incorporated in a broader aver. There's a broader aver. There's an interesting rule. We don't give lashes on a lav shebechlalos. Something is a lav that incorporates a number of different activities and not a specific one. And we don't give lashes for that. And this is bechlal says, well, sochladam, don't eat on the blood. So there could be many interpretations for not eating on the blood. And one of them is, while the life force of the animal is still pulsating through the blood, which is Shef Mi'amah, but it's jumping around. So that the life force of the blood is still there, and we can't eat it for that reason. And therefore, you got to wait until it's not moving. But Bein Alok, you don't get lashed, because we don't give lashes for those types of laving.
Sorry, is the animal dead or not?
He is halachically shechted. He is not going to live anymore. You know, his good is gone. You've cut the two main... The trachea and the esophagus have been cut. Okay, it's as good as dead.
So it's not dead. Because the English says when a person partakes of it before it dies.
Well, it's still moving around, okay? It's whatever you want to say, the soul, the animal soul is giving its last hurrah. Okay? So it's but it's not called, if you eat it, it's not Aver Min HaChai.
So if a goy did that...
It's not called Aver Min HaChai. That's not the...
A goy could eat it.
That's exactly the point. The animal's like alive. He's walking around. He just sliced off its shoulder. Here, the animal's as good as dead. It's a dead animal. But the life force
exactly
is still
it is.
Giving its last life, you know, before it goes out.
Running around.
It's not a chai. You can't say it's a living animal. But there is blood that's very lively blood, as it were. So you can't eat it for that blood.
This is Mike the headless chicken who lived for 18 months after his head was cut.
Really? Yes, and you believe that.
No, I think it is true, actually.
How could it live for 18 months without a head? It's not possible. Get out of here. Just one of these, what do they call it? These fable urban legends.
Ripley's
urban legends.
Also known as Miracle Mike.
Yeah, and substantiated sure. By who? Jack the Ripper, right?
Elvis.
Okay, anyway, it ain't going to live. The animal is not going to live. It's just a matter of moments till it's...
Just going back to the bracha. If we forgot to say the bracha, how do we know what his intent was to shecht it according to halacha?
I don't care what his intent is. Did he or didn't he? It's a purely physical thing. Did you cut the majority of the esophagus or the trachea or not?
Theoretically,
if I'm Daniel Boone and I go take my hatchet and I fling it and it just so happens that it exactly skins the neck exactly in the way a shechita should happen.
No bracha.
And I didn't make it. And I wasn't even planning on eating the animals. As a matter of fact, I was aiming for the target instead of cow, and I totally was way off.
Chicken. Let's say chicken. Cow okay. Sounds like.
And you just hit the chicken, and boom, you sever exactly, perfectly kosher, because
well,
you're chef. You don't need kavana for shechita. You don't need kavana. It's a purely physical. It's not like it's not.
You're making a bracha.
It's not like bringing a quarter.
No, but you don't have to do the bracha. The bracha is not a necessary thing.
It's
nice to do the bracha. Right. It's proper.
In other words, as long as it's been severed properly, it's done. It's a shechita. If you like it or not, it's a shechita or not. It's not like other mitzvahs, you know. Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to all that. We'll get to that. We're jumping the gun here. That's why there's 11 chapters. No, you do one. One for all of them. As long as you're like for that shift. You know, like anything else. You put tefillin on as long as you're wearing the tefillin. So we'll see. We're going to get all these halachas. We'll get to them. We'll get all of them. But here the main thing is the activity that you did. Now, let's finish it off. Now, what can you do, though? Let's say after you shechted it, and it's still jumping like that, you could now cut off a slice, kodem shetetz enasha, before it dies, because it's not aver min achai. Umocha yofen, salt it really good. Umedicha, and wash it off. You could prepare it, and the animals just keep flickering around, okay? And then umeinicha chetomas, then wait until the animal actually dies, and then rakach yoch, and then you can eat it. In other words, as much as you can't eat a piece of meat while the animal's flickering around like that, but you can't sever a limb from it. You could prepare it if it's taken a long time, and there's no problem at all. There's no Eirin Achai. You have to wait till the animal's actually dead. So you could do all their preparations. You know, if it's taken a long time to die, not 18 months, let's say it's taking 5-10 minutes, you could salt it, you could throw it onto the barbecue, it's all ready to go. But you can't eat it till the animal's actually expired. Gimel. Dogim v'chagovim. What about fish and grasshoppers? Einam srichim shchita. They don't need slaughtering. Ella asifasim. You only have to gather them up. Now, what that means is many. It's, in other words, it doesn't.
How would you
mean
do the grasshopper anyway? Like
that? You take it and you eat it. You don't check it. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. And you just have to, really don't have to do anything. It uses a word, but it's not dafka. It says, it's gathering is it shchita. It doesn't mean you have to do, I hereby gather it. You'll see, you could just take it and put it in your mouth. But it means, it does not require shchita. You'll see in a minute why it says this word. Hamaterasam. Just taking it makes it acceptable already. It's no devout thought over here. You don't need anything. Okay, Varei Omer. Let's see what it says. The pasuk says Hatzon Uvachar. Moshe is talking about, you know, the Jews. They want their meat, and how am I gonna get the meat? Moshe says to Hashem. Now look how he words it. He says Hatzon Uvachar Yishachet Lahem. Is there enough sheep and cattle for me to shech for all these people? Umatzalam, are they gonna find Imes Kol Degei Hayam? Even if all the fish in the sea, what would I do to them?
Yasef Lahem.
Yes, gather it for them. Why didn't you say shech them? He says, even when I just gather them, yeah, but by, oh, it does say shechita in the Torah, see? It says, tzonu bakar, if I slaughter the tzonu bakar, even if I shech them off, but it doesn't, but in the same puzzle saying shechting the animals, it doesn't say shechting the fish. It just says gathering the fish. So what do you see from that pasuk? Asifas dogim kishchitas bakar v'tzon. Gathering the fish is exactly the same as shechting sheep and cattle. In other words, cattle written sheep need an act of shechita. And in a pasuk where it doesn't, where it already is saying shechita, it would be a good thing to mention what you do with the fish if it would be shechita. And if all you're telling me is to gather it, it means that's all you gotta do. Which really is nothing. Just pick it up and eat it.
So
and
it's
that's
live.
It.
It's live still.
Well, we'll see that there's no problems with any of this.
You can swallow the goldfish.
There's no problems with any of this. It needs no shchita. Okay? And that's all that's needed. And also, that's fish. And by grasshoppers, Yeshaya says, Osev Hechosil, the gathering of the locusts. That's it. Basifulavada, all you need to do is gather a locust and you're finished. Lafika, therefore, what if they just die by themselves? A fish just dies in the water. You see this fish floating, and you may not want to eat it.
No, you may not want
it. But what if it just died? It got a heart attack and died.
Heart?
Just, you know, they don't have a heart?
I don't know.
Whatever.
They got a heart.
Shocked. It got shocked.
Okay,
and it died. You can just take it right out of the water and swallow it whole. Mutar mitzalat, because, and certainly, if you've caught it, and then it dies, right? You don't have to, and more than that, umoto, like, you can eat them alive. So now you see the source for the, what do you call it, the university where they all live together, not a sorority, it's
the fraternity.
Fraternity.
They're
eating the goldfish. Only one problem, the goldfish is not kosher.
Oh, no,
goldfish
is kosher. It's kosher.
Oh, it's kosher, I forgot. It's sort of fins and scales.
It's not fins and scales.
So you can definitely do it. It's mutra, according to Aloha, 100%.
Yes,
they have fish and scales, and you go, oop. And swallow it?
So, Shelly, you can go back.
The only thing is, you have to make a bracha shahakal.
Yes.
That's all. That's the only thing if you're it's a kosher fraternity, yes. Jewish fraternity, you'd have to make a bracha shahakal. But that is mamish 100% fine. There's no aver min achai for fish and locusts. They're not required to have any of that. Don't do nothing. Just swallow it and finish. Ready to serve just for the 9 days. All right?
Would it be a bracha if you just swallow them, or is that considered eating?
Whatever. Dalit. Okay. Now, here's the one we want to get to now. Dalit. This will be the last one for today. Zvicha. Zu hamura b'tor stam. When it says zvicha, this zvicha, the Torah just says stam without any explanation, just says zvicha. So tzarech lafarsh, we have to explain what it means. Valeden to know, be'ezamokro, mina be'ezamokro, what part of the animal do we shecht? The kamer shchi or shchi. Then how much of that part do we have to shecht? And what do we shecht it with? Shecht it with a knife? You shecht it with a tape recorder? What do you shecht it with? Umasai shecht. And when do you shecht? Veheichan shecht. And how do you shecht? Veheichan, where do you shecht? Veketzat shecht. And how do you shecht? So when, where, and how? And what are the things that take away and make the shechita not kosher? Who's allowed to shecht? And all these things, Sivan Atar V'Amar, that's all incorporated in the very few words of V'Zavachta Mibachorcha, and you will slaughter from your cattle. Kashir Tzivisicho, like I commanded you, V'Achalta Bisharecha, then you will eat it in your gates. What does that mean, Kasher Tzivisicho, they commanded you? Shekol Adrema Elu, all these things that we're now going to talk about, they are all alpeh, they're all oral. Sivu Bahem, Hashem told Moshe, Kishar Torshva, like everything else that's oral. Shia Nikros, that is called in the lexicon of the Talmud, Mitzvah. Kemoshe Barna, the Chizkibur said, like I wrote in the beginning of my Sefer. In other words, the Rambam is saying, he wrote an introduction, it's something that's called Torah and Mitzvah. Torah is what's written in the book. Mitzvah is the commentary. And Hashem commands us in the Torah what to do based on the mitzvah of the oral explanation, and that is called Torah Shebaal Peh. This is one of the proofs that there has to be an oral law, because God only said, do a zvicha. We don't know what that means. So and Hashem says, as I commanded you, as I commanded the zvicha. Nowhere in the Torah does Hashem command us to do it. So must be Hashem commanded Moshe orally. It's the biggest proof to the oral law from the Torah. Next, tomorrow, we will get into the details of exactly where, and we start to get into these things, and I hope